Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Jamaica provides over $200,000 in relief aid to hurricane-affected Caribbean countries, ground broken for new BPO facility, and Prime Minister opens high-end resort in Montego Bay. I'm Vaughn Davis. Thanks for joining us. The government has pledged to provide the equivalent of $100,000 each to the redevelopment funds for Antigua and Barbuda and Dominica following the devastation caused by Hurricanes Irma and Maria. Prime Minister Andrew Holness made the announcement in Parliament last Tuesday, adding that the Jamaica Defence Force, JDF, has deployed its 120-man disaster assistance response team, DART, to Dominica to assist with recovery efforts.
Jamaica takes its role in the Caribbean seriously, and we will help as much as we can from whatever little we have. I again urge all of us to continue to be prepared at every level as our hurricane season continues through November.
Prime Minister Holness also outlined in Parliament that all Jamaicans requesting evacuation assistance from hurricane-ravaged Eastern Caribbean islands have returned home. Some 200 Jamaicans were airlifted home from the affected territories, including the Turks and Caicos and British Virgin Islands, at a cost of $50 million. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness broke ground last Thursday for a technology park that will house the largest business process outsourcing BPO facility in the English-speaking Caribbean. The facility, dubbed 58HWT, is being developed by Stanley Motor Limited, owned by the Mosson Group, and will consist of 230,000 square feet of office space rented predominantly to BPO operators. It is being built at a cost of over $30 million and is expected to provide 3,300 call center seats and more than 5,000 permanent jobs.
If Jamaica is going to continue to be viewed by companies as an ideal place to grow their operations, we must invest in building facilities that meet these companies' requirements before they win new accounts. And this is exactly what the Mosson Group, Stanley Motor Limited, has done with 58HWT Tech Park, taking a calculated risk to prepare to meet the continuing growth in the sector.
The facility is located at 58 Halfway Road in St. Andrew. In the meantime, Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, is expressing optimism that the latest attempt to divest the Norman Manley International Airport, NMIA, will reap success. Addressing a bidders' conference for the divestment of the NMIA last Wednesday, Dr. Chang said the government is committed to the privatization of the airport as a key component of its economic growth strategy. The move, he added, will bolster Jamaica's tourism and logistics sectors.
I expect that anyone who is able to meet the standards established by the team guiding this divestment, I'm sure will do an excellent job. And this government looks forward to working with you in really developing the Norman Manley International Airport into one of the finest international airports in this region.
The successful bidder for NMIA will enter into a 25-year concession agreement with the government to operate the airport. A preferred bidder is to be selected and announced by March 2018. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness is urging stakeholders in the tourism sector to help the government meet its targets of securing 5 million visitors by 2021 and generating US $5 billion in tourism earnings. Mr. Holness says the government also hopes to increase total direct jobs from tourism to 125,000 and add at least 15,000 new rooms.
Tourism is one of the very few industries in which the Caribbean region has both global competitive and comparative advantage, and we must do all we can to make this sustainable.
Mr. Holness was speaking at the official opening of Breathless Montego Bay Resort and Spa in Freeport, St. James on Monday. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.